Yeah, we're happy with where we're at. 3-0, and I think we've been improving every single week, which is great. You can tell guys are becoming, more. We're getting used to each other on a week-to-week basis, and we got a lot of guys that have put a lot of effort into it ever since OTA started, and it's starting to really show pay off. Yeah, I mean, we got really a stable of running backs who all do great things. Our offensive line has done a tremendous job all 3 weeks, run blocking, protecting me, and they've got some great holes to run in, and when they see them, they really hit them and make big plays out of it. So it's been great.
Was that the game plan today? Just run it out on the start?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was. They're a very good secondary. That's definitely one of the strengths of their team. So. And when that's the case, we'd love to get off to a good running start, and we were able to do that.
How do you feel about your game overall?
I thought it was just a clean game. We got out to a good start. No turnovers again, and we made plays in the passing game when we needed to. So that's kind of the formula we wanted to take into this week, and we executed it.
From up in the box, it seemed like a pretty dominant physical performance, especially on the play
later. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they certainly want to be a physical team. Oakland does, and we needed to match that for sure, and I think we did. We played with a lot of energy. We played with a lot of physicality, and when the O-line plays like that, it's going to be tough to stop us for sure.
Josh talks about how he likes the game plan based on your team, what they do well. Mm-hmm. And most teams would think Oakland's a pretty physical team. Mm-hmm. Do you think you guys as an offense to enjoy that challenge, or if we're just going to line up
Yeah, we certainly embraced that all week. We talked about it all week long. We wanted to be the most physical team and control the line of scrimmage, and they did a great job of doing that.
Looked like a well-devised, well-schemed passing game where, in a nutshell, a lot of clearing routes and then a drag underneath, and you pick them apart with that underneath that guy.
They're very good outside, both their corners. We know how good 21 is, and 37 is just as good, and their safety Huff has had 3 picks going in this week. So we certainly thought we could make plays in the passing game, but we didn't want to turn the ball over, and we wanted to utilize inside routes, and we were able to do that. I think so much has been made about that, but you look around the league, every team goes through adversity. From year to year, every team's a new team from year to year. We might have had more new players than other teams, but we just embraced it, and it wasn't that big of a deal, I don't think.
You ever had a target like now that you're getting accustomed to Brandon Marshall?
Brandon had a great game. We got a lot of great receivers. We got a lot of great running backs and tight ends. So tried to spread the ball around. Brandon had a great game. Brandon had a great week of practice, which translated into a great game. And if we can get that out of myself and him and the rest of the offense, this is the best week of practice that we've had as a team. And if we can continue to do that, we're just going to get better, for sure.
How so? How was it? How did you tell?
I mean, you can tell throughout the week how many mental errors you have, how many repeats you need to have throughout practice. I thought guys came in, got the game plan, learned it very well, learned it quickly, and then translated it on the field, which is big. There's not enough time throughout a week to redo everything. So if you can go in and lock in for 3 days of good practice, the chances of you carrying that over to Sunday are very good.
How do you feel about where this team is at? You're coming up two pretty dominant performances, 20-something wins back in that week. What do you feel about?
Well, I just, like I said, I think we're 3-0, and I think we've shown improvement from week to week. And that's a direct reflection of the way we practice. And if we can keep on doing that, we'll have a good chance for the rest of the year.
Coach, next time on the first and goals, go ahead and
we had 4 good chances down there, and they're stout. I mean, they're a big team and physical, and they played great goal line defense, and it was frustrating. Our goal line offense was frustrating, certainly room for improvement, but because I thought we really had a good chance to put the game away in the first quarter and kind of let that slip away, but it happens. We'll try to improve on that and get better for next week. Yep, no question. They've played great all year. Everybody knows how well they've played, and anytime you can get a short field, it's just such a big help to the offense. It's very nice.